Basta Bethany. Dolo Dana Galagalad. Dolo Dana Galagalad. Dolo Dana Galagalad.
Still look a bit exhausted, but it's so good to finally see you like this. Awake, I mean. I was worried it wouldn't work. Do you remember anything? How you got there in our land? I found you unconscious, with your head being injured. So, I didn't know if you were in danger or if you were simply a clumsy one. What is the last thing you remember? Just, not too loud. You're not supposed to be here, and I haven't told anybody about you yet. Don't worry. I won't tell anyone, if that's what you want. It'll be our secret. We can sneak you out of here in the night, if you'd like that, and nobody will find out that you've ever been here. But only after I make sure that you're healed. I simply cannot let you go like this. And speaking of, let me check this patch in your head. Yes. Can I get closer to you? Much better now. A headache? Well, unfortunately, that's to be expected. But, do you mind if I try something that might help? I will gently your temples and start massaging those spots, easing the pain, that pressure that you're feeling. Does it feel good? All right. Thank you. And no, I'm not a healer yet, but I know a thing or two about how to care for all sorts of creatures. So I might help you with that. Yes, I'm still in training, and hopefully one day, with the right amount of perseverance and devotion, I can become a Grand Master Healer in our healer hierarchy. Yes, I'm quite determined. Yes. Oh. You like my ears? Oh, thank you. That's very sweet. I like yours too. Yeah, so in fact, can I see them a bit closer? Thank you. I've never even seen a real human before. And I don't know much about your kind, but I've been told that you're just like us in many ways. But still, I could never believe it when I've been told about your tiny, gentle ears. I've always been fascinated with how you even managed to properly function with those. They're so tiny. I did not offend you, right? I mean, they are tiny. Can I touch them? So soft. So pretty. Pretty, pretty, pretty. Pretty ears. Arching so smoothly. To that beautiful shape, and the skin here is so soft, so tender, so sensitive. I can see how my nails are sending shivers down your neck. Are all humans this sensitive? Oh, I didn't mean to make you blush. Forgive me my curiosity. You just seem so gentle, so pure, and I'm so afraid to be wrong. But can you be honest with me? Are you an outcast? The only people who find their way here are either that or outlaws. And we don't usually welcome such kind here. But I've heard about good people. They just never wander into our world. They live happily in their own lands instead. So, which one are you? traveler? So, you go around this world simply to explore it? How interesting. And you've probably seen so many beautiful places and things. What's the most beautiful place in the world that you've seen? In this vast, amazing world. The one where you feel like you'd want to spend the rest of your life at. Home? I didn't expect that answer from you. Yes. I didn't know humans could be so wise, considering how short your lives are, in comparison to ours. No, I've never met a human before. The only things I know are the ones I've been told as a kid. So, when it comes to you, I am mostly acting intuitively here. And I'm not sure if that's what you like, but I brought you some bread and honey in case you're feeling hungry. Is that all right? You don't want yet? I might find something else if you prefer. Oh, of course. Of course I can stay there with you. I'm not going anywhere. I haven't left your side, even for a moment. And of course I can stay there, if you want me to. And if you want, I can put my hand into your hair and massage your scalp. Like this, and help you relax. Does it feel good? I believe that words can heal. And while I know that my patch will work, I would like to make sure that you get better as fast as you can. And finally feel calm. Breathe in with me, okay? And I'm going to help you heal and let go of any pain, any worries. This is our safe space. This is you can finally find peace quiet moment with me. Your well-being is very important. It is what matters the most to me, and it should be your main focus as well. There will only be soft, gentle words, only soft. Soft and gentle thoughts being sent your way. So now, listen to my voice. Focus on my voice only. Let all the other sounds into the background, fade away, fade away, fade away. Focus on my voice and let your other thoughts, your worries, let them all go. Don't think of anything else. And focus on my voice instead. Even if it's only for a moment. And if your thoughts try to come up, let them pass. Keep your focus on my voice. And wait for them to pass you by. And simply let them pass you by. Slowly. 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 Like the clouds in the sky. So. You by and clear your view, you finally notice the spark, that light twinkling, calling you, and you come back to me, come back to the sun. And focus on my voice again. I'm here with you. And I won't be going anywhere. Not until I know that you're finally feeling better. So much. Better. My goal here is to put you in the state where you feel that pleasant sleepiness taking over you, where you feel your eyes starting to feel heavy. So when the only thoughts that are left in your mind are the positive ones, the ones that will help you heal faster, Looks like you're getting sleepy again. Don't worry. You can fall asleep. You can trust me.